Welcome to New Life Church teaching titled Worship and Praising. Our teacher today is Alan Smith.
You know, it's if you're here today and that doesn't quite resonate, doesn't quite fit your circumstance of life this past week, hope and pray after this little teaching that it will, that you can shout to the Lord. And this pastor asked me if I would... It's amazing how the Lord, you know, I'm usually the last one to know what the Lord's doing. Some people think I'm the first. I always feel like I'm the last. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of see. And the Lord did give me something to give the elders last week. And to those of you who know how a word of the Lord works, you only give it upon invitation. And the invitation wasn't a spiritual invitation, just wasn't quite there. And I thought, well, good, you know, because I don't have to do this one. It's amazing how many, the greatest word that I feel like the Lord has ever given me, he told me I could never give. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. It was about 12 years ago. And the Lord told me, he said that it took more of the power of the Spirit to hold than it did to move. Does anybody ever notice that one? The Spirit of the Lord's moving on you. You got to hold. So when we get to heaven, I got this great message I'm going to bring to the saints and reveal. You like my little overhead slide there? Can anybody guess what I might be speaking on? Praise, praising, shout to the Lord maybe. Trevor Craig is teaching on started the book of Genesis this morning. I encourage you all to come. You'll be challenged, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll feel the presence of God. And with all of that, you'll even gain some understanding. I encourage you to come. I really believe it's anointed. You say, well, the book of Genesis, how could that speak to me today? It'll help you praise the Lord, what it'll do when we see the greatness of our God. I want to speak this morning. I'm bringing y'all inside of an elders meeting. This is what I would present to the elders. I'm assuming that the Lord's considering us all elders. We're all an elder to somebody. And I want to speak on praising, and I want us to consider when we were doing shout to the Lord, could anybody feel something? Anybody, something in here started kind of right, you know, yeah, there you go. It was kind of, you know, coming, it was rising up in you. And you can say, well, what is that? Is that, oh, it's just my emotions. Yeah, it is your emotions, but emotions respond to something. Emotions are just an adjective, they're just a descriptive of the spirit. So your emotions can give a reflection of your inner soul. You're mad, you're sad, or whatever. Or your emotions also give you a language. Your emotions they're energizing, they're touching the Spirit of God, and it causes, there's a difference in the emotions of the Spirit and the emotions of the soul. When it's the emotions of the Spirit, you'll feel a leap in here. All of a sudden, it'll just leap. It tries to come out. Some people will shout, some will cry. How many cry? Yeah, boy, we got a bunch of criers in here, haven't we? Some you just cry, some shout, some dance. I've asked God just to let me cry. I'll do the cry. God, let me laugh, let me cry. Some dance. Don't make fun of the ones that dance. It might be your expression when you encounter the Spirit. But I want us to look. I'm going to use some English words, and I'm going to use some terms here in the Scriptures. But I'm trying to speak unto you a spiritual message. I want you to catch it. Now, praising. What does praising mean to you? Somebody talk to me. Praising. A what? Giving him the credit. Lifting up. Okay. A what? Loving him. That's good. Language of love. Loving him. Language of love. Praising him. Now, praise. I'm going to give you a different spiritual thought here. Praising is praising. Praising is praying with a zing. You get it? That's what praising is. Praying is praying with a zing. Shout to the Lord. It's actually a prayer. When it leaps, it's with a zing. You got it, didn't you? I could feel it. It started right over here and it came all the way across. I felt it. Now, praising is praying with a zing. Praising. Praising is what? Praying with a zing. Y'all didn't know the zing was in the Bible, did you? Praying with a zing. Zing is. Now, you know what prayer is. But I started thinking, but do we know what a zing is? Because praising is, we got to take it into the spirit. We got to somehow, these dots have got to connect. And so when we know what prayer is, but do we know what zing is? Praising. Well, you got to understand, the zing is what takes the prayer somewhere. Now, you can just pray. But praising is prayer on the move. It's the reason we do praise and worship. Zing is a surge of strength. You get a zing in your step, right? You're praying, but you get a surge of strength. What's happening? The zing's kicking in. Say, well, Alan, I need more definition of zing. I'm going to give it to you. I'm glad you asked. Zing is a surge of strength. Zing is a surge of joy. You see, when you're praising, all of a sudden you'll have this strength comes up. A little joy will come up. Dallas is up here dancing. I said, Lord, Dallas is dancing. He said he's dancing with an angel. Did you notice it? Anybody else see that one? Several did. Look here. It's like he was dancing with an angel. Right? A surge of joy come in Dallas. Right? Isn't that amazing? A zing hit him. Dallas came in this morning and said he was very depressed. Just really down. Well, he started praising. Surge of strength. Surge of joy. What else is zing? It's a surge of energy. Now listen, we can pray or we can do praising. Are you with me? It's a surge of passion. Right, intercessors, which we all should be one. This is what's happening in intercession. You're praising. You get a surge of strength. You get a surge of joy. You get a surge of energy. You get a surge of passion. It's a surge of zeal. Right? There's three young guys that usually, two or three of them up here. We were missing one this morning. These little guys get up here and they break dance for Jesus. They're flipping and a flopping and a carrying on. Right? You say, well, Alan, how could that be God? I'm not touching it. You can if you want to. Leave me out. I'm not touching it. I'm seeing the joy of the Lord. Can you imagine being raised in church where you could just worship the Lord? See, the rest of us have been tainted. They hadn't. Just leave them alone. Let's watch them grow up. They're praising. Their zing kicked in. Got to be careful with judgment. If you judge them, you'll be judged by that you judge, and the zing will hit you. Zing is a surge of power from the highest. Did you feel it? It's a surge of power from the highest. Now, watch this one. Christmas is the birthing of zing. Boy, you like that? The Lord talked that to me. He showed me some stuff. I was like, that is cool, God. And I told the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, this zing is not Hebrew or Greek. He said, no, but it's spirit. Christmas is the birthing of zing. Zing, there we go. Luke 1, 34 through 35. Now watch this one. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, that is Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Wow. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Isn't that amazing? It says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. If you've been born again, you're like Mary. You're carrying Jesus. You have the Spirit of Christ within you. When you feel that zing, you're feeling the Christ in you is giving you a little kick. It's the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. I'll use Keith as an example. He can come up here and give a word of knowledge. And he can give a word of knowledge and know it's a word of knowledge. And he can appear to be very confident about what he's saying. The reason he's confident is because the power of the Holy Ghost has come upon him, and the power of the highest is overshadowing him. So you get pretty cocky for Jesus. Can you hear me? When the Holy Spirit comes on you to speak about this power, the zing's hitting you. It'll make you do some praising. Look at this one. How can I position myself to encounter zing? Well, this is what the Apostle Paul said. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be zinged. The power hits. You get zinged. If you'll do that right there, you positioned yourself to encounter zing. If you believe, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart, you believe God's raised him from the dead, it says, I shalt be saved. Tell them what happened here this morning there.
Had a bunch of people praying for my son. He got zinged this morning.
Amen.
The power that's in prayer. This place was so anointed with the presence of the Lord this morning. When he walked in, I didn't have to say a word. He pushed me out of my seat and ran to the mercy seat this morning.
Amen. Got zinged.
Zinged.
Amen. What's your name? Bradley. Bradley. All right, we're going to pray over him just a little bit. I'd like to pray over him right now. Where's Bradley? Raise your hand, Bradley. Bradley, I'm not trying to embarrass you, put you on the spot, but if you've been zinged by the power of Jesus, you don't mind it. Can I pray for you right now? Well, Lord Jesus, we love you, and we thank you for Bradley. Yeah. Lord, we thank you that he responded to the call of your Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, we pray right now that Bradley will get one of the highest zings that's ever been given to this planet, anybody on the planet, that he'll get saved and zinged by your Holy Spirit. Baptize him and anoint him in your Holy Spirit that he might walk out that is now in his heart. Give him the power, O God, to walk out what he's committed in his heart. Lord, I pray it'll not be hard for him. It'll be joyful. It'll be fun that he'll be able to stand against the power of the enemy. And that he gets zinged real good and he can feel joy this Christmas season that he is carrying Jesus in his heart. Thank you for the power of the Spirit to be here in such a way. And Lord, it's been prayed that people could just walk in the doors and they would be saved. And here's our testimony. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Being zinged, being saved. That's two salvations. Do you remember when you got zinged? Do you remember that? Wow, it's amazing when the Spirit, I just go as blank as you can go. I don't even know what I have next. Let's see. John 10:10. Oh, yeah. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have what? Life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's what happened to Bradley. That he could be zinged. You're zinged with more, with an abundant life. Now, how can I carry zing? Is anybody with me? The Holy Spirit's within you. It's that part that gives you strength, that gives you courage. It picks you up in your praise. Acts 1:8 says this, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And I pray for Bradley right now that he'll receive power as the Holy Spirit came upon him this morning. And he'll be a witness unto the Lord Jesus, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You see, the Holy Ghost comes on you. When the Holy Spirit, when this zing comes on you, you're going to be a witness of him. We had several salvations this morning, but it's a witness unto Jesus Christ. When the true zing hits us, it produces that dance, that shout, whatever. We are agreeing with it. How can I pray with a zing? Anybody want to do that one? Anybody? I'm not seeing you're not very interested. Anybody want to pray with a zing? Now, there's a difference in praying and praising. You'll never see praising the same, I hope, after this teaching. There's a difference in praying and praising. How can I pray with a zing? We need to agree with the zing that is within us, number one. Does anybody have this zing down in them? Okay. Do you know what it means to stifle the zing in here? Do you know what it means to hold it down, to not allow that zing to be who it was created to be put in you to be? Listen, you haven't lived until you live and let the zing go. You haven't lived till you live on the edge of a good zing. That's where you get the word zinger from. You get a zinger from a zing of the Holy Spirit. First thing you do is you have to agree with the zing that is within you. I can hear some of you now, when you leave here today at lunch, you try to describe the message that I'm bringing today. You'll tell somebody it wasn't here. He spoke on a zing. Well, I feel sorry for you. You'll have to do something with it. Now, we must assume our rightful, now watch this one, creative positions in the spiritual world as well as in the natural world. Now, look at this one. We must assume our rightful what? Now, listen, the zing is there for a reason. The praying with a zing is there for a reason. We must assume our rightful creative positions in the spirit world as well as in the natural world. The zing is giving you strength. It's giving you power from the Most High. It's coming upon you in your prayer. Now listen, Praying is speaking into the spiritual world. All religions pray. False religions pray. Muslims pray 5 times a day. Right? Hindus pray. Everybody prays. So prayer is speaking into the spiritual world. Don't think just because you're not praying, none's going on. There's a lot going on. And it's not all for our team and our side. So when we don't pray, somebody else is praying. There's a lot of prayer going on out here. There's a battle, there's warfare. Our praying makes a difference. But our praising makes a real big difference. Because we've got strength, we've got power from the Most High. But you've got to assume your rightful creative position in the spiritual world to do true praising. You've got to understand who you are. In the beginning, God did what? Now, Trevor's speaking on this. He's starting in Genesis. I say again, I would come, if at all possible, at 9:30 next Sunday. Here, Trevor, this morning, or used a couple of scriptures that I'm going to use. In the beginning, God did what? Created. Now, I said here we must assume our rightful what? Creative positions. Now, do you consider you have a creative position? Prayer preempts the natural world, which comes first, the prayer, the creative position. Now, in the beginning, God created. The first action in Genesis 1:1 is descriptive of God's character. Do you get it? Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That is very descriptive of God's character. God's all about being creative. God doesn't create something and throw it away. Somebody say amen. If it's fallen, he'll make a way to redeem it. Why? Because it would violate his very main character trait of creation. If God creates it and lets it go, he's going to make a way for it to get back. So not only does God create, he redeems it. In one moment of eternity past, nothing existed. Suddenly, by the power of God's word, matter zinged. God's word, the power of God's word, all of a sudden, matter, there was nothing. You can say, Alan, there is nothing that can be done. Oh, praise God. That's what God makes stuff out of, is nothing. And it'll explode. God will zing it. Are you catching on why God, in the born-again experience, he wanted to zing you? He wants you to come alive? I'm trying to introduce the thought, you've already got this abundant life, we're just not living in it. We're pushing it down. We're not letting it come forth. There's a lot more life. Listen, when you're zinged, there's a lot more to live unto than there is to die to. You say, well, I'm going to come to Jesus and God quit everything. Listen, there's a whole lot more to be zinged to than there is to die to. It's the life that comes out of us. It's God's word. It explodes in us. Everything material and spiritual began out of nothing, by the imagination of the all-powerful will and word of God. All of us, all creation, as Trevor will be teaching, comes out of nothing except the imagination of God. Can you see why God wants to sanctify your imagination? Because it's out of your imagination that the creative power of God moves when you're praising. Anybody with me? It's amazing to me because it's everywhere. When God spoke, nothing, then is this, he zinged it. He's zinged heaven and earth, and here you go. And it's just everywhere. No matter where you are, where you've been, or where you plan to go, the captivating wonder of the Creator God is there. God's number one character trait is creative. That's his number one deal. He creates stuff out of nothing. He invites us to cry out from this temporal realm to intersect eternity through the means of his graciously given creative power. He's wanting us to connect. He's wanting us to cross over from the spirit into the natural and be creative with him. It's called praising. You didn't know there was so much in praising God, did you? That's what praising is. Our invitation has been given by Jesus Christ. The work of Jesus Christ made it all possible. The Savior who created all things as part of the Genesis 1 Godhead has now made us his workmanship created in him. You see, what happened to Bradley? What happened with him there today? It's God being true. You see, God's still creating in him. He had a big move today of being made into a new creation. He's still creating in me. I've told you before, I do not agree with myself a year ago. Why? God's moving me from glory to glory. I will not argue with you over what I've changed in the last year. I just say, praise God. You're looking at a work in progress. And I hope and pray that a year from now, I'll not agree with some things that I think now. Because God is creating in me. He's making me new. Do you like a new car? It smells better, doesn't it? Well, how about a new you? It'll smell better to the rest of us. Amen. Right there you go. All right. Jesus has the authority to recreate. Why? Because he was right there. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So that person is in you now. In you now, Bradley. The one who created everything. The one that created you to start with has now invaded your life. And he says, I'm going to go to work on you and I'm going to recreate my creation. That's what zing means. Are you getting a little more of the definition? You got zinged? Now watch this one. The born-again transaction puts us back into Genesis 1:1, which Trevor's teaching. Genesis 1 and Genesis 1 and 2 is the creation. Genesis 3 was the fall of man, right? Ate of the apple, Adam and Eve fall. Transaction puts us back into Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 21 and 22, reality. Now watch it. Here's what happens. The born-again transactions puts us back into Genesis 1 and 2, creation and Revelation 21 and 22. In other words, when you got born again, it's just like you were born in the garden. God has taken us back to our innocence that we were in the Garden of Eden. God's recreating you. Watch it. Oh, I can't hardly see it. 1 Corinthians, I think. 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? Okay. Old things pass away. How many things? All things become new. So the only reason you still have some old things hanging around with you and you're not getting all the new is because you're not letting all the old go. Couldn't say it again if I had to, but did you get it? Now, look at this one. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That's Revelation 21. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Now, spiritually speaking here, watch it. When you let the zing, this life, this power, start coming out of you, when you embrace it and don't fight it, what's happening is the new's coming forth. And as the new comes forth, you start walking into Revelation 21, you got a new earth. Listen, the first heaven, your past is going away and there's a new one you're walking into. In other words, to a believer that's been zinged real good, you're walking in heaven on earth. That's where you come in, you're said, prepared as a bride. We are the bride of Christ when we're zinged real good. In our original state, we were very creative. Now remember this. In our original state with God, we were very creative. And God said, let us make man in our image. After our what? Now, does anybody get that? That is huge. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. When you got zinged, God is bringing you back to His image and in His likeness. The reason you got zinged is because God's putting you back into the original creation. We've been living for darkness, but you were not created to do that. It's the reason you don't do it well, and it's the reason it makes you so sad. We don't sin well, right? We don't do it. We think we do, but we don't. And the reason is we weren't created to do it. We were created in the image of God and in His likeness. That's just amazing. So when you got born again, God was he's recreating you again to go back into the likeness of God. That's what's happening. Now, forgiveness is the transaction of creativity from the old to the new. Forgiveness, now I'm shifting gears on you just a little. We're taking a little further. Forgiveness is the transaction of creativity from the old to the new. When you forgive somebody, it's a spiritual transaction from old to new. When God forgave you, He took you from the old man, put you in a new man. When God forgave you and you got born again, He took you out of the pit of hell and He has now put you in this marvelous place of light. That's called new. So forgiveness is the transaction of creativity from old to new. Anybody getting it? Say, Alan, I got her. Forgiveness is the transaction of creativity from the old to the new. When you forgive somebody, when you forgive yourself, you have left the transaction of the old and you went into the new. Forgiveness is an act of creativity. When Jesus died on the cross, it was an act of creativity because it took things from an old place into a new state. If you don't like where you are, forgive somebody or something. Say, well, Alan, I can't find nothing. Just ask the Lord, you'll find it. Forgiveness is the transaction of creativity in your life. The lack of creativity is because you're not forgiving. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? It's a spiritual door. Jesus died on the cross to forgive us, so we could leave the old and go into the new. The death of Jesus on the cross was an act of creativity on God's part. Are you with me? Now, get over here again. And I heard, this is in Revelation 21, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. And they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall do what? Wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither there shall be any more pain. For the former things are what? When you forgive, the former things are passed away. And all things become new." And what will happen? God will dwell with you. You'll be His people. God Himself shall be there. Their God. He'll wipe away all your tears because you've been in forgiveness. Your eyes, and you'll be open. There'll be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There'll be no more pain because the former things are past. Forgiveness is creative unto your future. You go back to go forward in the Spirit. Everything's the opposite. You go back to go forward. You go back to go forward. Praising is a spiritual authority of creativity and action of restoring. When we stand up here and praise God, when we understand what we're doing, and we're doing it out of our heart, and you're getting zinged real good, and you start dancing, shouting, you're worshiping, you're praising God, you're releasing spiritual authority of creativity, and you're in the act of restoring all things. That's what you're doing. Now, it says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." The times of what? Refreshing. "And that He may send Jesus, who was preached, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of His prophets." When there is a time of refreshing, when there's forgiveness, time of refreshing comes, and then there's restoration. It's creative. Praising is the mixture of praise and prayer. Does everybody want to sleep on me yet? Praising is a mixture of what? Praise and prayer. Praising. Praising is not a need-based prayer. Now, in here in just a minute, worship team's still up here. We're going to do a worship song. And I'm going to ask those that will, if you have a prayer of praising prayer, I'm going to have an open mic for you to pray. Do some praising. You'll pray and we're going to praise. We'll pray and we'll praise. Praising is a worship-based prayer. Praising is worshiping God and receiving His friendship and security by supernatural faith, excuse me, in who He is. Praising is a mixture of praise and prayer and what? And the Word. We've hit it on Wednesday nights a couple times. Prayer and praising. In words of Pastor and Elizabeth shooting for this thing. It's a praising. It's a mixture. In the Word, Psalm 150, it says, "Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." That's called praising. That's where the zing hits the prayer. It's called praising. We see here where we, in Psalm 100, it says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and His sheep of His pastures. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." Praising is a mixture of praise and prayer from a what? Now, I'm finished. There's my last little slide. Worship team, if you would, we're going to finish this up with just a worship song here. Praising is the mixture of praise and prayer from a creative heart. When we pray and praise, now, I'm trying to give you something to consider through the week, through your life. Wednesday nights, come here because there'll be praising going on. Amen? There'll be praising going on. Now, did you just think about this aggravating thought? Jesus said that this was to be called a house of prayer. I know there's got to be more to that than I understand. Does anybody feel that? I know that there is more to our praising than we understand. As I've looked into it this past week, I've tried to discover, what is this praising? What is this when the Spirit of the Lord comes on us? What's happening? Is anything happening? Well, I've discovered we're being very creative. We're changing. We're being very creative with God. So we're going to sing this last worship song here. If the Lord gives you a prayer, I just want you to come up and we're going to worship. Just our last song here. And if the Lord gives you a prayer, I want you to come up. I'm going to let you pray it. And I want you to consider of mixing the worship with your prayer. And I want you to consider the power of creativity that God's Word says is in our praising. Amen.